Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Joining us right now, though, is the voice of the San Diego Padres. Got to call a big moment last night, and I wanted to start there. Jesse, of all the milestones you've had to call or gotten to call in your career, I assume this one pretty special, Manny's 2000th hit. What other ones kind of stand out as well?
Oh, man. Fun question. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, buddy.
You know, the I was on TV for the first cycle, the Matt Kemp cycle in Denver, which was just kind of fun because, you know, as silly as a cycle is, it had become this, you know, thing that was never going to happen.
Yep.
And then it did. Obviously, the Musgrove no-hitter was incredibly special. The only thing about that one is it was a remote broadcast. So it had, you know, from like the Tony Jesse perspective, not an asterisk, but it wasn't like being there, which was, you know, kind of disappointing in the moment. And then you got to do the Cease no-hitter in person last summer in Washington, which was incredible. And then, you know, even Manny's 1500th hit at Wrigley, I think I was on TV a couple of years ago. You remember these things because they're just special. And if you're the kind of baseball nerd that I am, you know, you recognize what all of this is, how important it is to sort of the story of the San Diego Padre franchise. And to get to be a little bit of a part of it, obviously, is very, very special and stuff, you know, I'll remember for the rest of my life. I mean, we are so lucky to be able to watch this guy right now every single night, and you know, to see him put his Hall of Fame resume together piece by piece, and last night was a pretty big piece.
No question, and my wife was at the game. I was home with the kids, and as the world's biggest Manny fan, I was a little jealous. I texted her as much, but you know, we were talking about it earlier in the show about how, man, you know, he's through May and he's got like four home runs, and you know, everyone's saying, don't worry, he'll be where he needs to be, and of course, he's at that halfway mark of where he always is, Jesse. You know, a week before the All-Star break, he's sitting at 15, and like, you know, there's still so much more good baseball from him, and you know, to watch him again be out there every single day, it's tough to put a price on that, and you know, to for him to be as consistent as he's been on a team where, you know, it would be very natural of Manny to try to press, right? Like this would be the year of all year to go up there and try to yak one out every single time. And it's remarkable that he's been able to kind of stay within himself, get his hits to the opposite field, hit his occasional home run, and you know, do what he does at third.
Something to be said, right, for being 33 years old and for having made your major league debut at 19 and for kind of being around the block and been there, done that, and having a really good understanding of, you know, kind of the reality of this game. And, you know, it's a great example of, you know, these guys who are 24, 25 years old or certainly younger are not finished products. Yeah. And, you know, there's big obvious things that will change over the years, but the one you're talking about is more of a subtle thing, right? It's not, you know, something that would be super obvious to somebody who kind of, you know, tunes in a couple of times a week or watches the highlights on YouTube. But to those of us who are paying really close attention, you're absolutely right. You know, this is, you know, something that maybe at 28 years old, he is doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, then he's not putting these numbers together, but he's so within himself. He's so understanding of the situation. He's such a mature hitter and baseball player overall, obviously. That he's able to go out and do that. He's a marvel, man. We're so lucky. And the incredible thing is, it's not just him right now. And I know some guys are slumping, but I mean, generally speaking, you've got a handful of guys on this roster, in this lineup every single night that have the opportunity to do some really special things in this game. And we get to see all of them.
Jesse, what's your personal kind of baseball philosophy on a team with hitting with runners in scoring position? Because it fluctuates so much. It seems like it's so unpredictable from time to time, yet you can't really win games without doing it well. And we saw another game last night. So many of the Padres' losses, they have had plenty of chances to score,
yes,
and they simply just don't come through. But I don't think this is inherently like a non-clutch team. But, you know, how do you kind of evaluate that?
Yeah, so my thoughts on this are broad, not specific to this team or anything like that, but they're just more, as you said, philosophy of baseball. First of all, you can win not doing it. Sometimes you got to get a little lucky, but the easier, quote-unquote, way to do it is with slug. You know, if you're going to be like some big home run monster lineup, you can get away with that, right? Because you hit a two-run homer, a three-run homer, and you are good to go, and it is what it is, right? But yes, certainly it is helpful to be able to go out there and hold on. The 9-year-old appears to have been pooped on by a bird in the backyard.
Oh, okay. No, that's a crisis.
On the leg. It's okay. You're gonna be good to go. We'll wash it off in a minute. Okay. not fun. It's good luck.
You know, nearly. I don't know if you were listening. Last week, I went and did an interview with Tom Seidler on the kind of that middle concourse there at Petco Park. And as we were chatting, probably 3 feet away, the biggest bird dropping came down right between us. I mean, came within inches of both of us. We both looked at each other and goes, "This interview's
done. This interview's over.
We're now leaving."
Yeah, it was like
a bald eagle decided to leave its mark right between us.
Jesse, 4th of July fireworks, yeah.
Jesse, so, if it was my 7-year-old, you would have had to call Life Flight for him. He would have gone full panic.
We're really close to that. I'm very impressed by him that he's not freaking out. Now the 4-year-old's coming out to inspect the situation. The whole, hey, leave dad alone for 10 minutes in the backyard thing is not working.
Yeah, there it comes from Beau. He just got pooped on by a pigeon. It's over.
Yeah, the bird did poop on Jonah. It's okay, though. He'll be fine. We'll clean it up in a minute.
This is incredible. This is my favorite radio.
He's cleaning it right now. Even better. Even better.
This is the best.
So as for runners in scoring position, look, it's a weird thing, right? Because, you know, 2 years ago we talked about it endlessly, how much of a struggle it was for the Padres. Last year we talked about it endlessly, how great they were in those situations. Obviously, it's not the exact same roster all 3 years. But, you know, these are things that do fluctuate year to year, you know, pretty greatly. You know, there's a lot that's been written over the years about those numbers and what they mean and what they don't mean. And it's a little bit of a tough nut to crack. But I think, you know, last year doesn't matter this year, you know, and that's the important thing to keep in mind, good or bad. And, you know, so far this year, it's certainly been a struggle. There's time to change that. But time is running out. I'll wash it in a bit. Don't you worry about it. Guys, I will wash it in a couple of minutes.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck-on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to dirtylabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
If you got to go, you got to go. I get
Jesse,
it.
You asked for go this ahead. Time, brother.
Yeah, this is, remember, you changed the time. So.
You chose this.
The good news is everyone in the chat seems to think this is a good omen for the San Diego Padres.
Jesse's kid gets pooped on. Yeah. Yes.
Jonah Agler gets pooped on, and now we're going to have a 10-game winning streak.
Oh, I would love a 10-game winning streak so much.
It's actually, why don't we just give him the word now? Because it's inspired, I think, a new incorporator word.
Yes.
I'm throwing out
Droppings.
The old one.
Dropping. No.
No. The word
guano.
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 It is the scientific name for the excrement of seabirds and bats.
Yep, guano.
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 Love it. Love it.
It's very topical. It's very top of mind. It will be top of mind for you and your child for the rest of the day. Do you need to go wash that bird poop?
He's good for a minute.
Okay? Just, all right, there you go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're following me around like baby ducklings now as I pace in the backyard.
Man, it was good seeing you in Philly, getting to catch
up. Yeah, how was your trip?
Dude,
how was the trip?
So good.
It was epic.
Amazing.
It was so epic.
We really loved the rain out, but we made it work.
We loved that town. We really did. The food was spectacular. We did get the visiting clubhouse cheesesteak, which we weren't supposed to have, but we did anyway. And it was outstanding. I mean, you couldn't put have you ever put down a full cheesesteak in Philly?
Not like before a game. I've done it
right
after a game
have
once,
you?
But Yeah, after a game, one time, just to say I did it. It's delicious. It's incredible. But I can't eat like that before a game. I'll be asleep in the fifth inning.
No doubt.
And, yeah, so it's you know, for my job, I try and eat light-ish before the game just because. But, yeah, no, they're incredible.
Incredible.
I mean, it's one of those things where, like, people are like, oh, you get hyped up, and everybody talks about it. But it lives up to all the hype.
It really
does. We were on vacation, so we were exploring, doing all the touristy stuff. You were working. Do you, like, I mean, that was such a fun city, historical city, so much to see, so much to do. When you're on the road, do you ever let yourself go explore and be a tourist ever in the mornings? Or are you pretty much, it's work, I'm going to rest, I'm going to relax, and get to the office?
So road off days are the days to do that. And so, you know, it's kind of, they're random. They're here and there. They're not everywhere. So we've had, you know, many off days over the years in Philly. So I've done that stuff. I've also been there on my own in a non-baseball situation. So it is a great city, but, you know, it's on a work day. Yeah. It's a work day. You know, you try and get the workout in the morning.
Yep.
You know, you got work to do, and then, you know, it's kind of like eat lunch and go to the ballpark. So, that's the thing about this. People, you know, every time I go to a city and somebody's like, oh, you got to go to X, Y, and Z restaurant. And it's like, we have a night game, a day game, and then we're leaving town. Like, there is no going out to dinner.
No.
You know, and that's why those road off days are so valuable and so special, because it's really the only opportunity all year to just have a full day off and to kind of reset the brain a little bit and to go out and do some stuff that lets you get away from the game mentally for a few minutes. So, you know, every once in a while, like if we're in an elite city and, you know, I've gotten the workout in super early and I'm not too tired, maybe I'll go do something, you know, before going to a game. But generally, that stuff is reserved for the off days, because the rest of the time, man, it's just go, go, go. It really is.
I know you're usually traveling on the team bus, but occasionally you must have to hop in a cab or a ride share, an Uber or a Lyft. When they ask you what you do, are you honest?
No, you got to lie.
Or do you lie?
You got to lie.
You know what? I don't know in 12 seasons now or 11 and a half seasons if I've ever taken a cab or an Uber to a game.
Really?
Wow.
I mean, just in the city, though? Like, hey, what are you here for? Oh, you know, I'm the voice of the Padres.
I know Ben would admit it. I know Ben would.
No. I've never had one.
No?
But,
never.
No, because, like, first of all, it goes back to the introverted thing. Like, I'm really not trying to have, like, extended small talk with anybody. So if I say something interesting, you know, that's going to kick off this small talk. I'm here for work, you know, is kind of the line, like, when somebody asks. But one of my sort of like not hard and fast rules, but one of my little Jesse rules for the road is I try generally not to have to like Uber anywhere. So like I'll, you know, whether it's working out or going out to eat or like going to a museum, you know, if it's not walking distance,
you don't
it's
go.
Not going to happen.
Yeah.
Or running distance. That's kind of my way of just kind of like keeping it all close by and simple and easy. You know, an off day may be something different. We were in Boston last year. We had an off day. I took an Uber to the JFK Presidential Library because I'd never been there, and it was, you know, 25, 30 minutes away. But that was like one to go out of the way for, just, you know, to be a dork and be curious about it. But yeah, I'm, you know, there's not a lot of small talk in my life.
Yeah, you're not a big small talk guy. I always feel bad even coming to say hello. You know, I'm like, let this man work. Let him live. Let Jesse Agler live. Ben's not a small talk guy either.
True.
He's not. He will drop that he's, you know, on the radio and television. He'll drop that. I heard him drop it a few times on this trip. We don't have to get into specifics, but it was definitely.
Who was he talking to?
It was definitely dropped a couple of times.
Is this like late at night somewhere?
Yeah, late at night somewhere. Yeah, 100%. It happens, you know.
I look forward to hearing about it.
They were genuinely curious. He's red. He is red as a beet right now, by the way.
Hook, line, and sinker.
This is
Jesse.
All your fault, Woods. Anyway,
it is.
So.
It is. I get it. Thank you. Good luck with your doo-doo cleaning, and we'll anxiously wait to hear how you work guano into tonight's broadcast.
10-game winning streak incoming.
Let's go. I can't wait. Thank you, buddy.
Jesse Agler, the voice of the San Diego Padres.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck-on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.